it's a very special week of Little Shows live on tape from the Hawaiian Big Fanny. Aloha!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3611 of the BFO for Wednesday the 8th of December 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all. Gonna finish telling you about our arrival in the Hawaiian and more. Hello, Leia's Big Fatty. You make it vulgar. No, not this time. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Leia's today. Big Fatty like a cake? No, like a flower necklace. Oh, how pretty. Well, anyway, y'all, we'll tell you all about that right after we finish the story about the cookeries on the Aerial Plano. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a sweet treat story. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we spoke, y'all was telling you about our second meal on the Aerial Plano, which we all know is Mexican for Aerial Plano. And y'all, the Nip had the shrimp solid, even though he didn't like the scrimps, but he said it was better than he thought it would be. And the only reason he had it is because they were out of the pizza pie. Big Fatty got the pizza pie. Y'all, it came with a little serving thing of extra Parmesan cheese and the red pepper flakes and y'all, the cookeries, I don't know, the Nip said he thought his were kind of like peanut butter cookeries, but I think they were kind of enhanced sugar cookeries. But y'all, I went to pick it up, there's three of them on the plate, went to pick it up off the plate, and y'all, it was like it was stuck to the plate. Y'all, they had some sort of, it looked like butter underneath the cookeries that it, y'all, it was just delicious. Like maybe a clotted cream, but a real heavy clotted cream or, you know. But y'all, it was delicious. And you dip that cookery in that butter stuff and y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all had me some hot tea on the Aerial Plano and, you know, some of the goldfish crackers and more of those biscoffs. Oh, Big Fatty, everyone gets biscoff for grandma. It's, well, anyway. anyway, y'all, we arrived and we had to go through the screening process at the Hawaiian airport, the Honolulu. Big Fatty, how is Lulu? Well, I don't know. We can ask Hana. anyway, that didn't take as long as I thought it was going to. And y'all, then we went down to the valise collection area. And y'all, we picked up our valises and went out outside. And y'all, Woody and his boyfriend, I called him Larry the other day, but y'all, we've been informed that he prefers Patrick. So Woody and Patrick came to pick us up, and y'all, we're standing on the side of the road, and y'all, here comes Woody running up to us, and y'all, he puts flowered lays around our neck. Oh, Big Fatty, how queer. I think it's a Hawaiian tradition that you get laid as soon as you land, Big Fatty. Y'all, we got into the car and headed back to his place. Y'all, it's a lovely, it's just a lovely condominium, wouldn't you say, Nip?
Yeah.
Okay, Nip's in the other room. And we got in and got settled, and y'all, then we had a reservation. We had a reservation at the Waikiki Tiki Bar or something like that. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, it was, it's a little chilly here. And the wind coming off the beaches at Waikiki, y'all, it's just, it's camisole weather. Anyway, we had a lovely supper. Y'all, I had, what did the Nip have? You had do you have the short ribs there? Okay, great.
I don't remember.
Okay, well, y'all, he doesn't remember. He doesn't remember why we were waiting in line at the counter.
Rain?
Look at that rain. Look at it. Just look at it.
Fucking pouring.
Yes, and anyway, but y'all, there was, we had appetizers. Y'all, we had the Brussels sprouts, and so, of course, there was tooting. There was another appetizer, a small plate, I think they called it. And it was like the Young Farmer's Meat Bowl or something like that. And y'all, I said, I want the Young Boy Meat Bowl. And the waitress just giggled at me. And she goes, I know, do you mean the such and such? And I said, yes, that's what I meant. And she says, that's okay. Thank you for calling. And of course, everybody at the table, but y'all, we had the Mai Tai. We had the Mai Tai, and y'all, the Nip didn't really care for them. He only had four. He was a little tight. It was a lovely evening. We didn't get to see the sunset because it was cloudy, but y'all, they had some waiters there that were the stereotypical Hawaiian surfer boy, you know, with the long blonde hair or the collar length blonde hair and the tan and the, you know, bro. They were bros. We were trying to bro out with them. And y'all, just lovely. Lovely, Big Fatty. You'd rather look at that than the sunset anyway. It's true. y'all, we took the Uber there, and we were going to go walk around a little bit. But y'all, it just got too chilly. Too chilly. You know, here in the Hawaiian, if it gets below 80 degrees, it's freezing. They've all got on their winter coats. They've either got on their winter coats or they're not wearing anything. And anyway, came back and to the condominium. Y'all, we can look out. We can look at the windows on three sides of this condominium, and on the fourth side is a door.
22nd floor.
We're on the 22nd floor. We can see the ocean. We can see the downtown, and the Nip's favorite place is we can see the high school football field. And that's about it for our arrival on the first day on Saturday. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, after we changed our clothes after arriving here at the condominium, y'all, we went and had supper. We went and had supper at Tiki's. And y'all, I think I told you about that, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Then on Sunday, y'all, before I go any further, because I'm going to forget this, y'all, we started watching the White Gardenia on the Amazon Prime. No, Lotus, White Lotus on the Amazon Prime, and y'all, it was fabulous. It was just fabulous, and y'all, it's a cute boy butts on there, Fatty. And y'all, there may have been some special chairing without a chair, Fatty. anyway, Sunday, we got up, and what did we do on Sunday? We went and had brunch. We had brunch at Hula's, Hula Hula, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm trying to think what I, y'all, we, first of all, we started off with a picture of, what do we have a picture of? Matas? Matas, and then the rest of them, drank other stuff after that. I only had one. Y'all, I don't drink a whole lot, so I usually just have one cocktail to be sociable. And but y'all at Hula's, y'all, I had the it was like the fried rice with the spam and the scrambled eggs, and y'all, it was delicious. It was,
make sure they know that I don't drink very much either.
No, if the Nep were not pregnant, he would only be drinking for one, but since he's carrying triplets, he's drinking for four. Uh-huh. What did you have there? You had a grilled cheese sandwich and a salad, I believe.
Yeah, a big Cobb salad.
A Cobb salad. And the others, I don't remember what they had. But anyway. But y'all, after that, y'all, we went out for a nipple walk what was that? Okay.
Oh, that's the dog.
The dogs are making noises, y'all. And we walked up the main road there in Waikiki. Straight Bob, everyone said to say hello to you. They miss seeing you. And Mr. Pickle, they speak highly of you at Hula's, be ready. But y'all. By the way, getting back to that White Lotus, y'all. Did you watch the White Lotus? Because y'all, the son of the family, the Nip just drooled over him. Y'all, he reminded me of young Jonathan. He kind of looked like him a little bit. And he kind of just had that
he looks better than Jonathan.
He had that kind of air about him of I'm gonna do my own thing and all that kind of stuff. But how about now in the White Lotus, you got to see the actor's butt. Is it comparable to young Jonathan?
Both were nice buffets.
Okay. Buffet. But anyway, y'all, that's a Nip, by the way. Sunday we...
I've only eaten it once.
Oh, God. y'all, we went by the crema store, and y'all picked up a few little crema ornaments. Y'all, they had... the white tag sale, Big Fatty. That's racist. It is, but if you bought four, you got one free. Oh, Big Fatty, we know you love a coupon, and now you've told everybody, so they'll think you're a cheap ass. Well, that's true, but after that, where did we go? After that, we just kept what y'all. We went to the mall area because someone had to TT. And it wasn't me. Y'all, I had my picture made with Don Ho, Big Fatty. I didn't know there were two hoes in Hawaii now. Well, yes, there are. And y'all, there was a picture of the Nip staring at a young boy on a surfboard. Then there was a picture of me giving the finger sign here in Hawaiian. It's kind of like hook 'em horns, except you use your thumb.
It's the hang loose.
That's it. Big Fatty, no underpants, always hanging loose. y'all then on, what did we do? What else did we do on Sunday? We went out to supper. Sunday night? No, we didn't. Yeah, we did.
No, yeah, we did.
No, Sunday night we ate here at the apartment. we grilled out, and the Nip took a picture. And y'all, I swear, it's like that picture that Archer took of seeing the ghost and everything in the bubble. Y'all, this was like it was a picture of Woody, but y'all, he looked like he was an elf in Santa Claus's workshop. Y'all, it's unbelievable. If you could see it, you have to kind of look at it to be able to see it. But once you look at it, you can see it. But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much an elf or Yoda. I'm not sure. But y'all, the Nip's been giggling about that picture since he took it on Sunday. Y'all, it just every once in a while, you'll hear the Nip just sitting around.
I have a much more manly laugh than that.
Well, you're right. It's more like. Then on Monday, y'all, I know many of you have been worried sick about Big Fatty. Shouldn't you put that magic sound in there again? Well, no. Anyway, Monday, y'all, we were having the torrential rains. It was, several people. Saw it on the CBS Evening News with that Miss Nora O'Donnell. And y'all, they've had torrential rain and flooding here in the Hawaiians. Y'all, it rained real hard. I will say that, and the streets flooded here. But y'all, it was if a Category 5 hurricane were coming through here the way, or you know that it was sprinkling in the Southern California down there with Dr. Stone. You know, oh, it's sprinkling. Seek shelter immediately. But y'all, I mean, it was coming down hard. But y'all, this was like a summer thunderstorm in Charleston, or hell, y'all, the sun can be out and the streets flood in Charleston. But anyway, y'all, we went to a place for supper. I don't remember the name of it, but yeah. Last night.
Hideout.
The Hideout. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the Woody's Hideout.
At the Lalo
Hotel, and we all had some special drinks. I had some sort of drink with tequila and jalapeno, and y'all, it was real good, and pineapple juice or something. I think the Nip had a couple of bottles of wine, and y'all then for my, and we had appetizers. We had some Brussels sprouts, and I had, that's what I had. And, the Nip had some sort of, egg rolls, pork egg rolls or something like that. They were good too. And then Woody had some sort of, beans. Edam beans or something like, yes, Big Fatty, and he sure did eat them. Dick, I see. And, y'all, then for, my meal, I had the short rib tacos. Y'all, they were delicious. And the Nip had a hamburger. And, y'all, I think that catches us up. Y'all, we watched the last episode of the White Crocus. Tuesday, a date that will live in infamy. I'm just going to have to tell you about that on tomorrow's little show. Nip, anything you want to say as we close it out here today?
Well, that last episode of The Lotus, you forgot about Big Dunk.
About the what?
Big Dunk.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Big Dunk. Big Fatty, how did you forget about a Big Dunk? Y'all, it was vile. It was just vile. Go watch it. Yes, and especially the Humpity Bumpity.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.